Those numbers were then sent back to the main base in Kona so they could keep a running tally of all the conversions. To be a Christian meant that you opened the door and prayed a prayer. Later, as an adult trying to figure out what it meant to be a Christian, trying to understand what it meant to be a follower of Jesus, I observed that people thought being a Christian meant that you have all the answers and don't have any doubts about anything. You are unshakable. Don't have any doubts. Be certain of your faith. As a matter of fact, 100% certain. It was a standard question of the outreach group, Campus Crusade. If you were to die today, would you be 100% certain you'd be in heaven tomorrow? There was no room for hesitation. No room for say like, well, maybe 90%? I'm pretty sure. No, you needed to be 100% certain all the time. There's a lot of pressure. And it seemed to me not fully honest either. Because you know the correct answer was always, yes, I'm 100% certain. Yet I accepted this, and I buried those feelings because those feelings of doubt were not welcome or accepted. I simply didn't know what to do with them. I often think back to college and the friend that I had. We were driving back to Vernon from what was then the OUC campus, and we were talking about classes and probably girlfriends. I was probably gushing about my wife, Cindy, who was my girlfriend back then, on and on about her. And hockey. Don't you think the Canucks are going to win the cup this year? Maybe it was 94. We all know what happened. And I threw in casually, seamlessly, hey, by the way, if you were to die today, would you be 100% certain you'd be in heaven tomorrow? We had a long discussion about that. He had trouble understanding how a faith position could be accompanied by 100% certainty. But I felt so smug, so secure, that I could say, yes, I'm 100% certain. To be a Christian meant that you had no doubts, that you had all the answers. And the Bible in this view would be basic instructions before leaving earth. To be a Christian meant that you were 100% certain, free of doubts. And now, many Christians and organizations are struggling with this question, what does it mean to be a Christian in a rapidly changing, sometimes hostile, pluralistic world? But instead of banding together with other Christians, we see factions arising. And ironically, often groups and movements that call themselves non-denominational. These groups define what it means to be a Christian around doctrinal purity. But the interesting thing is, doctrinal purity is always defined by the person asking the question and by their own position. So is this way of thinking what it means to be a Christian? Believing in the right things in the right way? What does it mean to be a Christian? One thing is for sure. One thing is 100% certain. John here says, the way you can tell if someone is a Christian is simple. It's love. Christians have to love. They have to be full of love. They have to be consumed with it. It has to be overflowing, coming out of your pores. They have to feel it deep down inside. That's what it means to be a Christian. Verses 16 and 17 say this. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material needs, has material possessions, and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? What's inside naturally comes out. In other words, if this isn't coming out of you, if you aren't living in passion, where you just can't stand to see someone suffering, in need, If you can stand by and enjoy your steak while someone else has nothing to eat, you are not a Christian. You are not like Jesus. It's pretty hard-hitting, isn't it? Many of us might be disappointed or troubled that he didn't say, know your theology, know your catechism, pray the sinner's prayer. Or we might immediately react and, well, that's only part of the story. He's not mentioning what's really important, correct belief. I don't know what he thought about all that stuff, but I do know he didn't even bother mentioning good theology, which is kind of disappointing for me. Because I love deep theological discussions. I love that. But you know what the problem with good theology is? We don't agree what good theology is. We've been worrying about that for hundreds and hundreds of years. Blood has been shed, lives have been lost. The problem is, when I say good theology, you know what I mean? My theology. You guys want to know what good theology is? Come talk to me after, I'll tell you. Good theology does not a Christian make. This is what John 1 says it means. You need to love and love deeply. You need to love with the love that you feel in the pit of your stomach. Love that moves you. I can't help but wonder what the world would be like if we put as much energy into loving our neighbors as we did into putting up doctrinal walls. It's interesting, in verse 17, John uses the word compassion. It says, but shows no compassion. It's hard to catch, but compassion here is a loaded word. The King James is a bit more evocative. Instead of saying no compassion, it says, shutteth up his bowels of compassion. Bowels of compassion. That's deep down inside. That's feeling it or not. In the original language, the word means in the bowels. The bowels is where it was understood that the deepest feelings came from. The inner parts, deep inside, in the pit of the stomach. So he says, if you feel nothing deeply, you have no feeling for people in need, you don't have Christ in you. But in saying this, he's saying we need to follow the example of Jesus. And Jesus felt love deep, deep down. This is the same word used to express Jesus' compassion over the plight of the world. In Luke 7, there's a story of Jesus encountering a funeral procession. It was a widow and her only son had died. Verse 13 says he felt compassion. Same word. He felt it deep down in the pit of his stomach. His heart burst deep down inside. Dare I say, his bowels. He had a visceral reaction in the pit of his stomach. And you know where the word visceral comes from? Same idea. It's deep inward feelings as apart from the intellect. It comes from the word viscera, the internal organs of this area here. So Jesus felt a visceral reaction to her plight. This is how Jesus loved. His actions of love were motivated by a deep down, fermenting, bursting passion, an expression of love that could not be contained. We need to love like Jesus. And because of Jesus, we know what real love is. It's like this. Jesus gave himself up, gave his life for us. His love was expressed in action. It was moved from deep within his being to actions of love. And we are called to do this as well. Verse 16 says, so also we ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. What does it mean to be a Christian? It means that you love so much, you feel so deeply that you can't just tolerate doing nothing. You're just moved. And in being moved, we will naturally make sacrifices for those in need. We'll give things up. We'll do what it takes to take action. Verse 18 says, "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions." The children? That's us. It doesn't matter how old you are here. That's us. We're the children. You and me. And it's time to move beyond words and love with action. 2.2 billion Christians in the world. With the state of the world, we obviously need less talk and more action. Less putting up walls and more tearing them down. Less talk about who is excluded and out of God's love, and more action that invites and demonstrates. Less church signs that say all welcome, and more action that displays true welcome. Less waging war about beliefs and doctrine, and more waging peace and reconciliation. What does it mean to be a Christian? It means moving beyond church as an event on Sunday, something that is attended, to a community of people. You know, people call church family, but I'm not sure everyone agrees so much on the meaning of that word. It must mean something different, I don't know, than the word family I know, because the unfortunate thing about family is that you're stuck with it through thick and thin. If church was family, as we truly like to call it, there would be less leaving over disagreements and more staying to work it out. Because that's what families do. I need you to hear something. We can do this. We can do it. It starts one person at a time, one church community at a time. We can be a people who are living out love. In many ways, we already are. And I believe God has called us together to be his people in this time and place for a purpose. And he will be faithful to equip us, to empower us, to fill us more and more with his love, and to make us more and more like Jesus. You have to want it. You have to ask for it. God sent his Holy Spirit to empower his church, to fill us with love, and to send his church. And I believe that something is happening here. Something good. You want to be a part of it? Just ask. You are invited. Just ask to be filled with his love more and more. Just ask to be emptied of things that block you from loving. Just ask. He will be faithful. What does it mean to be a Christian? It means that we become little Christs. That each of us, individually and together, more and more, become like little Christs. Living like Jesus. Giving things up for others. What does it mean to be a Christian? Living out love. Loving out loud. Giving out love. That means that we are so moved in our bowels by the plight of others, we take action. We feel it. We enter it. We step into it. That's love. What does it mean to be a Christian? It means we love like Jesus. I'd like to invite the team up now as we continue in worship and respond to these words of John.